Now it's time for this.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
And it gives me great pleasure to welcome to his own part of the world, not in his own hotel, but Pat McDonough. You're very welcome to Down to Business.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you for having me.
Pat, I know you well over the years, but I walked through Ballinasloe last night, and again, I saw Supermax, and it got me thinking that back in 1978, when you gave, well, you didn't quite give up your teaching job, but when you had your side hustle that was going to be your first shop, did you ever think that you'd build the business to what you've built it to from those 1978 early beginnings?
No, all I could think of at the time, Bobby, was paying back the bank for the loan I'd gotten. And that we started off, as you probably know, with a pool hall, and it was the planners hadn't the same thoughts as I had, so they closed me down. But anyway, it was a bit of good luck, I suppose, in the end. So really all that was on my mind the first couple of years was payback time.
Yeah, and you've built an amazing business. You've kept in touch with, I suppose, consumer needs. You've taken maybe a few other veins to your business, such as the plazas now, the hotels, maybe businesses that you didn't think that you'd be involved in when you started out all those years ago.
Well, as you know yourself, change is constant in business, and you have to keep changing. You have to keep innovating. You have to keep coming up with new ideas to keep the customer happy.
Yeah.
So that's basically, I suppose, where the reason for change. And, you know, it was great to hear Pádraig O'Malley there. We've used Pádraig on quite a number of occasions, and I recommend him to any company who needs a bit of a G-up at times.
Yeah.
He's very good at it. But change, as I say, is constant. And, you know, if you were to remain the same as you were 40, whatever it is, 5 or 47 years ago, whatever, you know, you wouldn't survive.
Yeah.
So you have to keep innovating. And, you know, you make mistakes, plenty of mistakes starting off. And sometimes it's the fear of failure that prevents people from kind of progressing. But, you know, everybody makes mistakes. It's how you deal with them. And just move on, learn your lesson, and move on from there.
Right.
And away you go.
What do you make of the current, I suppose, business landscape? We had from January 1, you know, all these business increases around pensions, around increasing the national minimum wage. You know, there was five key things that would all have an impact, particularly on payroll costs in business. And, you know, you're trying to remain competitive. You don't want to put up your prices. But it really, really has become quite challenging to manage a business successfully and make, you know, what is a respectable profit, and effectively to stay in business?
Very much so. I mean, in the hospitality business, or in tourism business and retail business, this has probably been the toughest year, probably in my 45 years,
you reckon?
Not in business. Well, yeah, everything came together. I mean, you had the reintroduction of the VAT. That was going to happen in any way at some stage. But that, in conjunction with pay increases, which have to happen because cost of living has gone up so much, people have to live. So that's an accepted one. But then you have energy costs, which are still quite high. You have food costs, you have insurance costs, you have rates, actually. I was in a shop in Ennis the other day, and they're tearing up the street on O'Connell Street in Ennis, and the rates doubled this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, it just isn't making sense. So in total, it adds or takes from your bottom line from anywhere from 12 to 15%. So you need to do 12 to 15% more turnover this year than last year to cover what has happened.
Yeah.
So I think that the VAT is something that we'll have to address because, you know, two restaurants a day are closing across the country. And as well as that, the economy is contracting.
Yeah.
The disposable income isn't what it was, say, even last year, you know.
When you look at rates as a method of taxation, it seems to be broken. It seems to be, you know, the basis of which it's set up, where, you know, you've got vacant premises and there's still rates being charged. Does that whole you know, taxation collection system need to change? I certainly think it does.
Yeah, well, of course, you know, there's so much red tape attached to everything nowadays that it adds an extra cost layer, as I mentioned before the show. Like, we're in a half, 9.5 years waiting for planning for a plaza down in Ennis. That's ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, 9.5 years is too much time. But there's just so much red tape and you know, work has become a four-letter word. The incentive to work isn't there. If I pay any of the staff an extra, whatever it is, 10% of their wages, whatever they get, half it goes on tax. Students on the SUSE grant can only work and they earn 5,000, otherwise they get taxed.
Yeah.
No incentive to work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's plenty of opportunity for whoever is in government or even the next.
So, I think what you say there is it's a number of different things, but if you stand back from it, you just need to look at what are the incentives to work, because incentives to work are a good thing. They are good for society, they're good for individuals, and they're good for us all, in the sense, if they're properly calculated.
Well, I'm delighted to see that the PAY worker is there's moves afoot to give them extra money, because they're the backbone of the country.
Yeah.
You know, so they need to be looked after, because they're the people who pay the taxes, etc. But as I say, you know, we have a great country. It's the best country in the world. So let's kind of get things together and make it even better.
Let me ask you about the GAA. Again, your early GAA year would have been played in these parts.
I'm not going to mention Crow Park, please.
You've had huge involvement in the GAA over the years, but there always seems to be a bit of a row going on, Pat. If it's not about how Galway County Board are managing the business, it's about Croke Park or it's about sponsorship. Do you love fighting with the GAA?
Not at all. They love fighting with me. That's it. But anyway, look at it. I'm here today now. I'll be on the way down to Sligo after this to support Galway. So look at I like the GAA. I love the GAA. I love the games themselves. They're fantastic. Best sport in the world, I think. And but, you know, you're always going to have a bit of controversy along the way. So that's normal for anything, you know.
And when you look at the GAA, Pat, and you look at the GAA in communities such as this, in Ballinasloe, in Loughrea, and it's a huge part of the community, isn't it? In the sense of everybody's connected to it at some level.
Yeah, well, all joking aside, it's very, very much a part of the community, and it's a great asset for the community, because, you know, I see my own lads and girls who played Camogie and GAA over the years. They make friends who last them for a lifetime.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the biggest assets of the GAA. You know, they keep kids off the street, and, you know, it's a voluntary organisation on the ground. And the amount of people and the effort they put into that is immense. I spoke to Charlotte Burns there recently, and I'm delighted to see he's new president of GAA, and I think he'll bring a lot of change, and I'm looking forward to the next few years.
Well, listen, the last time I talked to you, we talked about retirement and when you might do that, but I don't see it coming anytime soon. Is that right?
I can't afford to retire, Bobby.
Pat McDonagh, ladies and gentlemen, one of your own.
Down to Business with Bobby Kerr.
Brought to you by Bank of Ireland.
Saturday morning at 11 on News Talk.